Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, this man may have been extremely mean to me and may have called me garbage compared to Zac Efron.
Oh.
And by may, I mean he did.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen actually hosted SNL this weekend.
Mm.
And if you missed it, we have some clips so you can catch up on what he said.
He
in his monologue, he decided to make fun of James Franco's scandal with the underage girl.
Oh, I knew he was
Wednesday,
go there.
3 p.m. They read all the sketches out loud. I didn't feel like I did great. So, to make myself feel better, I decided to prank James Franco. I posed as a girl on Instagram. Told him I was way young. He seemed unfazed. I have a date to meet him at the Ace Hotel.
That's funny.
So funny. And then James Franco came out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And he also kept telling everybody that he doesn't need any help in his monologue because he's Seth Rogen. Then he gets help from Zooey Deschanel, James Franco, and Taylor Swift.
Saturday night, about to go out and do the monologue. Oh, man, I can't read any of this stuff. Okay.
Hey, Seth. You need any help?
No, I got this.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm totally sure. I'm totally sure, okay? I'm fine.
Go with her, bro.
No, I don't want any help, guys. I'm fine. James. I told you that, okay? I need no...
He said he doesn't need any help.
God, Taylor Swift, come on!
Taylor Swift.
Why did you come?
We're getting really upset, and whenever a man shows emotion, I appear.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you guys are here, because we have a great show for you tonight.
Ed Sheeran is here.
So stick around, we'll be right back.
Oh, that would explain Taylor Swift being
there.
Uh-huh.
Ed Sheeran was in fact there, and he sang his new song.
He's so good.
He sang his new song, Sing.
Funky. Sorry, he sounds like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he does.
Right, settle on us.
This song's like all over the place, and he had a big choir behind him. This song was awesome. The longer I watched it, because I'm like, this is weird sounding. It was awesome.
It's Justin Timberlake.
It is.
Ed Sheeran's so awesome.
He is great, but I'm just saying.
It's very Justin Timberlake.
You can't not hear Justin.
You know what? If you don't sound like somebody, Justin's not a bad one to sound like.
Yeah, I mean. For the falsetto is in right now.
Yeah.
Justin's doing it. Pharrell's doing it.
Yeah. At this point, I would prefer to see Ed over Justin, only because I've seen Justin.
Yeah.
Ed intrigues me.
Yeah, you know,
this song, I was like, I had never heard it before.
Yeah.
And I love that he just played something brand new.
Uh-huh.
That's what real artists do. The song was awesome. I really, really like it.
You know who else has a great falsetto?
Who's that?
Happy birthday to you.
Hello, Emma Kelly.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to mommy. Happy birthday to you. Oh.
Kelly Raspberry's birthday was yesterday.
She's not 3 anymore.
No, she's not, Kelly.
I think she was 3 then or 4. I don't know.
Oh. She's 10 now.
She's
driving.
She's 7. She was so excited about my birthday.
Was she?
Yeah, it takes some of the sting out of it when she's so excited. I can't be down in the dumps. You know, getting older is tough.
It is tough.
Yeah.
You know, you don't ever think it's going to hit you. All my girlfriends are like, let's have a party. I'm like, I don't want to have a party. I really don't. Oh, you're just no fun. I'm like, you wait. You just wait.
I think it's more fun for dudes to get older.
Fun? No. You'd call it fun?
Fun?
A little bit.
Did you see Al getting out of the car? Al had his last birthday, he is like on a downhill decline.
It took him 3 minutes to get out of the car.
Getting through airport security was like, where's Grandpa? He is literally shuffling.
He's hurt, though.
I'm hurt right now.
Al's got more aches. It's like, he is, every time he turns,
So Kelly.
Oh.
This makes me sound so old. Kid would never let me do this, but I got to do it.
Just do it.
So
yesterday,
I was telling this guy last week. I said, man, my shoulder, I've been going to chiropractor like every Thursday for the last 2 or 3 weeks because my neck, if I look this way, my neck hurts, the shoulder hurts. So I was telling this guy at the bar about it. So this guy came in yesterday.
That's sketchy looking, Al. Paper
this
bag.
This guy came in yesterday. Thank you very much, Raul's daddy. I don't mean
Raul, shout out.
Kelly, just read what this is.
What is that?
Just read what
All
this.
Right.
This is for aches and pains.
Dr. J.H. McClain's volcanic oil, turpentine oil, pain-relieving liniment.
Turpentine? He gave me liniment. So read
this. This is old school, man.
This is old school. And so I'm gonna rub it. I almost did it this morning. I was gonna rub it.
Smells. He said it's 9.7% turpentine.
He said it smells like kerosene oil or something.
Yeah, it does.
Like, don't light a match around me.
This is old school. This is like Granny Clampett stuff.
Biofreeze or something.
It's supposed to.
It's got camphor sassafrasy oil.
What's that?
Sassafrasy. I love it.
I got a cousin in sassafrasy.
This is old school. Love it.
It is. He's an older gentleman that gave it to me, but I'm gonna try it. I might put it on and see if I smell it.
Where do they sell products?
Don't do it now.
Like
I don't even know. I don't even know. But I'm going to try it.
Don't do it right now. You'll smell it in the whole studio.
But back to Kelly's birthday. Psycho yes. Shannon.
Psycho Shannon.
I've been told you have a special surprise for the Kelly Raspberry.
That's not really a surprise. It's just a little gift. Just because I think that when we talked to her last week about her birthday, she said that there was nothing that she wants or that she needs for her birthday.
No. Nope.
And you guys got to spend her birthday with her, whereas I did not.
Kind of. I mean,
we rode to the airport.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah.
So, we rode on a plane
like 2 hours yeah. together.
And then I got in a cab. Bye.
Bye.
And our landing was so worrisome. The pilot landed, and the first thing you know how I am, guys. We landed, the pilot goes, "All right, wow,
yeah." We were circling, and I finally looked at Jen. And I was like, "We've been circling a while."
Even he was amazed that we
All
landed.
All right, wow.
Well, that was yeah. Well, that was a good flight.
Well, y'all heard me. I was like, I love y'all.
Hello, Elsa, yeah. I love
On
y'all.
On the way down, I was screaming, I love y'all. Anyway, Shannon, so yeah. We made it back safe, but Kelly's birthday flight was unsettling.
So you didn't miss much.
So
ahead.
I was curled up on my couch.
Uh-huh.
Wishing death on...
Us?
Well, any male, for the most part.
Also, me and
Wow,
Al.
You really hate men.
Right.
Yeah, well, anyway.
I wish I could be
But
like
I was
that.
Thinking about your birthday, and I just wanted to make sure that you knew that you are loved, and I wanted to make sure that I could do something to make you feel that way.
Okay.
And there's nothing that you want or you need. No. I can't really give you anything except for...
'Cause I'm rich.
Love and thought and attention.
Love and thought.
And so I went to the Staples right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Staples.
Office supplies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I found some paper that was on sale.
Cool.
25 sheets was on sale and some envelopes. And I made you little certificates. You know, the kind that you give people.
Oh, yeah. I can redeem for back massages and
yeah.
things.
Oh, yeah. That was such a good, like, give to a little teenage boyfriend gift.
Well, I'm not a teenager. And I'm not giving them to a boy. I'm giving them to Kelly.
Well, same kind okay. of thing.
And so I made you certificates. I folded them up and I put them in envelopes, and I have those for you right here.
Would you like to read them to me, or do you want me to open them?
No, I mean, you can open them on your own time.
Well, read us a few.
Why don't you read them to me?
What kind of certificates?
Well, I mean, here's number one.
Number one.
Okay. Shannon sounds so excited to tell us about it.
It's in a pretty green envelope.
Okay, you got to open it. Yeah, you got to open it.
Hold on, Shannon.
I could only do 10 because I only bought 10 envelopes, okay. but I had 25 sheets of paper, so I still have 14 sheets of paper because I accidentally messed up on one.
Okay. See, there you
and
go.
I didn't have any white out.
Number one.
This one says, this is redeemable for as many, quote, rubs until you fall asleep, unquote, as you can handle, or friendly spoons or bedside lullabies.
What a
friendly spoon.
Friendly spoon?
I promise to leave as soon as you fall asleep. I just need a key to your house so I can lock the door. Shannon.
Okay.
Number
okay.
two.
Number two.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh.
We don't have time for number two.
Oh, why not, Shannon?
Duh.
Because look at time it is.
It's that time. Wow. Saved by the bell.
I didn't have
this. That was kind of
awkward. Are you scared, Kelly?
Not scared, just...
You got the key made yet?
At least you have that available to
got
you
the
nowadays.
Key made, yeah.
If you registered online at KidNation.com, we might be paying your bills right now. We're going to announce three names. We do it twice a day. We yep. do it right now, every single day. And we do it an hour from now, every single day. Our first three names of the day are Jesse Ruiz, Trish Sparks, Leanne Dubois. Leanne Dubois, Trish Sparks, Jesse Ruiz.
All right.
You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in. We'll get to have their bills paid. Unless they're gamblers.
A bill paid.
Unless they're gamblers. Something might go down.
Yeah.
If you try to gamble, You might get burned, but you still walk away with something.
Walk away with something.
Which is always good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Number two.
Oh.
Oh. All right, give us one more before we go to break.
This is good for an afternoon of dollar store hopping within a 10-mile radius of your house. We can even include stores with a dollar section. Oh. I will drive. You can DJ and navigate. I will even push the basket and carry the bags. Shannon.
Oh, okay. That's less awkward.
How many of those are there?
Well,
eight more to go.
Seven.
All right.
You got that kind of time.
Yeah, I got 10.
You got that kind of time.
Kelly.
I decided some were not appropriate and threw them away last
That's
second.
That's probably for the best. Oh,
maybe you could read some throughout
I'm
the
not
show.
Not even curious.
It'll be like salt sprinkled on the dinner, Shannon.
No, we're good.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
The first hour bat streak is over, everybody.
All right.
Say hello to Trish Sparks. Hi, Trish.
Good morning.
Hi,
good
Trish.
Morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself there, Trish Sparks.
Well, I'm married and I have two kids, an 18-year-old and a 10-year-old.
All righty. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a dental assistant.
That reminds me.
I have been procrastinating.
I need to make that appointment. Thank you for calling in so you can remind me. I need to make my appointment.
If you get somebody that has kind of jacked up breath, do you give them a Tic Tac or anything?
She cleans her teeth, so I'll take care of that.
Yeah. You wear that SARS mask, so you don't smell it, right?
Exactly.
Does that really work? Does it block everything from, like, all the smell that can penetrate there?
Oh, yeah. You have to wear your mask.
Okay. I always wonder, can some stank breath penetrate that mask?
I bet some is potent enough to go through it, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, people are wondering, how do you get your name called? Trish, you signed up at KidNation.com, right?
Yes.
After that, it's out of her hands. It's all at random.
Yeah.
Not completely out of her hands. She has to listen.
She does have to listen, but it's just picked at random. We pick out three names. One of those names was Trish. She was the first one to call in.
All right.
And now she gets to play our Pay Your Bills game.
Yeah, Nick's going to read the four bills that you submitted. Hopefully you did submit all four you could.
I think so.
Okay, here we go.
All right, guys, we have a cable bill for $95.
All right. Okay. That's a good bill right
there. Good pick,
that's
Trish.
The lowest.
No one needs more about Jelco.
We have a phone bill for $165.
All right. Trish likes to talk on the phone a little bit.
An electric bill for $215.
All right. Okay, here we go. The big kahuna.
And a rent payment of $600.
Ooh. There it is, Kelly Raspberry.
That's the one we're hoping for.
Yes.
See, I never look. I don't even know in what order. Whoa, there we go.
Kelly just reaches in a bucket and pulls out a card.
I don't have any. This is completely unbiased. I love you, and I want to draw your rent, but I have to be fair.
Give some love to the electric bill, Kelly.
Come on. Quit it. Why
do you always
love
the electric bill?
I like the utilities.
This is so crazy.
No way.
Yay.
Nick, you tell the truth. I do not look.
She didn't look. She didn't look.
I never look.
Kelly, people believe you. We know you're honest. You never miss a
cable bill.
It's her rent payment for
$600. Oh, yes.
Yay. I swear, I never look. I'm so blessed.
Now, do you want to accept this rent payment, or do you want to put it back in the bucket and maybe get that phone bill paid?
No way. Oh. I'm accepting that one.
$600. All right. You can do it anything you want with an extra $600 this month. What's it going to be?
I'm not sure.
Be crazy with it.
I'm going to spend it. I'm going shopping.
There you go.
There you go.
See, I would do like half on the bills you need paid and then another half
on
you.
My daughter's birthday is this Thursday, so I can take her shopping.
There you go. What's her favorite? How's she going to be, first of all?
She's going to be 11.
11. Aww. Oh, that's such a big birthday.
Yes.
What are 11-year-olds like nowadays?
Oh, gosh. She loves this store called Justice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, Justice.
So I guess we'll be going there.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Sounds good, Trish.
Save some for yourself, Trish. You did all the work.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hold on the line for us. Wow, Kelly. You're on.
Don't jinx me.
Wow.
I mean, the bosses don't like you.
You know what we need to do? I know. We need to take Kelly to Vegas and have her play some craps with us. I mean, she's been rolling. I don't think she's rolled.
Well, I've had to go back when they've, asked me to go back and pull again. And then I've pulled the rent.
Yeah.
A couple times.
No, but I'm saying you haven't.
I'm doing well.
Your percentage.
You're doing pretty well.
So stop saying seven. You can't say that. That's
seven?
Like don't
seven
jinx
at,
me.
It's like when you say you can't say seven at
don't
the
Don't jinx
table.
Me, bro.
right.
And nobody gonna get the utilities stuff. Paid.
Jeez. Ow, no, everybody wants the rent paid.
And sometimes you need some utilities paid.
Well, why wouldn't you want your biggest?
What good is your rent if your lights off? That's all I'm saying.
Why don't you go outside and look for some bunny eggs?
Makes no sense of that.
Leave the contesting to us.
We'll do it again in about 40 minutes. 44 to be exact.
In case you missed the show earlier this morning, Big Al thinks bunnies lay eggs because of the Easter bunny.
He just never thought about it.
It's not that I thought that rabbits lay eggs. Yeah, I just you hear about the Easter bunny and you hear about Easter eggs. So I never really thought about where the Easter eggs came from. And so we're driving down the street, and we see this place that's selling Easter piñatas, and some are shaped like a chicken. And so my girlfriend goes, wow, Easter chicken piñatas. I'm like, what are you don't crack. What are you talking about? And lo and behold, there's an Easter chicken. I didn't know that. You learn something every day. I love learning stuff.
You know what, Al?
Learning can be
perfect
fun.
Idea. You dress up as the Easter chicken. We need you to go sit on the Easter bunny's lap and ask him about where the eggs come from. You are going to go sit on the Easter bunny's lap as the Easter chicken and ask where the eggs come from.
What came first, the bunny or the egg?
I mean, even Shannon came in here and said, she confessed. And, you know, y'all are room for the smart people. So it's hard for us people that aren't as smart as y'all to admit.
I get it.
There's not technically an Easter chicken that goes around, but where do you think? The whole part of eggs, chicks, spring, rebirth, renewal, it's all symbolic.
I
get it. It's like you never thought about it. Because for me, until I was a teenager, when the news forecast said, and this is just like my situation, so it's different than the Easter bunny chicken egg.
Mm-hmm.
But when they said wind chill, I always thought the meteorologist was saying windshield. Like they were taking the temperature of the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Like
see?
I mean, you could.
Car. So until I realized, I was probably like 15 or 16 before I realized, they're saying wind chill, not windshield.
Windshield.
But you just never thought about it.
Well, just like dawn's early. I didn't know dawn's early wasn't a word.
That's a lyric in the national anthem.
Dawn's early light.
Well, I always thought the piece of furniture in your bedroom was called Chester drawers. I didn't realize it was chest of drawers.
Oh, it is?
It's chest of drawers.
I thought it was Chester, too.
What else can we teach Al today?
See? Okay, here's the thing. Call us, 800-KID-LOCK. I'm grown. I'm blankety-blank years old, and I just realized blank.
That's a great one, Al.
Okay. Yeah, it is a great topic.
But I like Chester drawers better.
Until just now, you're blowing
my
mind.
Chest of drawers.
What's chest of drawers?
It's a chest of drawers in your
bedroom.
It makes sense, but I thought it was a chest of drawers.
A nightstand?
No, that's a nightstand. It would be like six, it's like two, like that. And it's a chest. Maybe a lot of times they have a mirror on top of it. That's a chest of drawers.
Oh,
but it's easier to say Chester drawer.
I'm just now realizing at this moment.
I just learned that word right.
This is my moment. I've learned two things in 2 days. Easter chicken, Chester drawer.
By the way, Al, clutch to bring your girlfriend on trips.
Thank you. Thank y'all for making her feel welcome.
If you're not feeling well, you just ask the doctor right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
my throat kind of hurts, doctor girlfriend. I'll go to the CVS and buy this, that, and the boob. You're set.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to buy the same crap.
Nah.
But because I'm not a doctor.
No,
I don't get any credit.
What the doctor should be doing is, did you bring your prescription pad?
Yeah.
Go buy some Sudafed. Okay, thank you, doctor girlfriend. Yeah. I've been saying the same thing to you for a week.
Yeah. No, Kelly.
But when a doctor tells you.
I told you to take Zyrtec.
It's official when a doctor tells you.
Yeah. I was like, I got this rash going on, Dr. Girlfriend. You mind taking a look at it? And she's like, sure.
If you missed that,
Al brought his girlfriend on our work trip.
Yeah, which is fine. You bring her anywhere you want.
Actually, I'm fine with it. I didn't know we do that now.
Apparently, it's just up to your discretion. You can bring whoever you want.
Oh, my goodness.
It was our only weekend off.
Well, you wait until I come rolling up with my kid and see how everybody
feels fine.
About it. Okay. All right.
We'll ignore you. That's fine.
800. Oh, wait a minute. I think we got a call.
Hear this?
800-543-3548. Call us.
105-GEEK-IT.
And tell us, I'm a grown man and I just learned blank. Or woman.
Yeah. Maybe it's an expression you didn't know. Al thought the Easter bunny laid the eggs, not the chicken.
Oh, well, you know. Okay.
Uppity
people.
Only
chickens lay eggs.
You tell me mammals don't lay eggs.
Hot people up in here.
I didn't know eggs were chickens were exclusive.
Al, will you go down to the deli to get me breakfast? Because I really want some bunny eggs.
Bunny side up, please.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Big Al Mac just revealed that he learned bunnies don't lay eggs.
Well, you know, I just didn't. I've never heard this expression, Easter chicken. All right? Like, why isn't it Easter turtle? Turtles lay eggs. It could be Easter fish. Fish lay eggs.
Fish do lay eggs.
So how do you explain all the peeps and the little baby chicks at Easter time?
Well, I didn't even really pay attention. I thought people's a bunny, I guess.
How about the Cadbury cream egg? I can only have one of those a year.
They're too sweet.
They're so sweet, but I have to have one a year.
So Big Al Mac, okay, you asked us to have people call
in. Yes, yes, yes. And there's got to be people that are kind of in my shoes. I'm a grown person, and I just realized blank. I just got one on Facebook. It says, I'm a grown woman. And I recently found out that the phrase eavesdropping wasn't eavesdropping. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's things that you never can stop learning. You know, you are fully evolved adults.
Now, someone else, Stacy, tweeted us, when I prayed for my food, God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food, even though I wasn't eating lettuce. Let us.
Oh.
Let us.
Yeah. What?
Oh, boy. Okay, let's go to Juanita. Give us your age and what you just learned, Juanita.
I'm 43, and I just learned that turtles don't switch shells.
Yeah.
They don't what?
They don't switch shells.
They don't?
Turtles grow with their shells.
Yeah. They can't crawl out of them and crawl back in?
No, that's your shell for life, yo.
I guess we got that from cartoons.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, so they are all shells are attached.
Yeah, like where would they find a bigger shell? There's no turtle shell
shack.
Store.
Well, like crabs. Don't crabs leave their shells and go move into like crabs do?
Crabs, I think, too. Snails. Move into
and
shells.
When you turtle back them, they can't get up and out.
Right.
When you turn them over on their back, turtle back.
Yeah, you can't turtle back them.
In those old cartoons, the guy used to get out of his shell all the time. Remember?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That might be where we got the idea from cartoons.
Uh-huh.
And then a little smaller turtle comes along and finds this little shell over here and says, oh, that's cool. Somebody abandoned his shell. He's looking for a bigger one. I'll go ahead and ease into this one.
I think I learned that turtles don't switch shells because of the Ninja Turtles. Honestly. I think they mentioned it in one of the episodes.
You're way too into turtle, Ninja Turtles, dude.
Turtles
and
make
squirrels.
A comeback.
And squirrels.
So into squirrels. By the way, it's hermit crabs that change shells, not regular.
Hermit crabs.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
There you go, now we know.
All right.
Amy, how old are you and what did you just learn?
I was in my 20s before I realized when my mom would wake us up for school in the morning, she would say, up and Adam, and I always thought, who's Adam?
Thanks for calling, baby.
Thank you.
Who's Adam? Adam doesn't live here.
Who the heck? I've never asked.
Does he sneak out before I get out?
Is Adam my brother that's in the basement?
Yeah, right.
Josh, how old were you and what did you learn?
Well, I was 15 and I think I just made Big Al smart. When I was a kid, seeing on TV shows the train conductor or engineer or whatever on the side of the train hollering all aboard.
Mm.
I always thought he was saying haul aboard, like, you know, pick up some 2x4s and carry them.
Haul aboard.
I was 15 when we went and rode a train. My mom's best friend's husband was a conductor. And I remember asking my mama, you know, Mom, where's the guys with the board? And they were like, what? And, of course, my family has messed with me hard.
Haul aboard.
Haul aboard.
That's funny. That's funny, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
That makes me feel better about not understanding
English.
Makes
me feel a lot better, yeah.
Nikki, what did you learn at 26 years old?
Well, I was 26 before I learned that the phrase couldn't care less was actually couldn't care less rather than could care less.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a lot of people talking and they're like, oh, I could care less about something. Which
right.
means that really could care less about it.
There's people that use that now.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most common like grammatical errors. I mean, it is just, it's easy. I mean, I think people understand. Everyone gets what
right. we know what
yeah,
you're trying
your
to say.
Your intent is there.
It's grammatically not correct.
But the problem with that is once you figure out that it's couldn't care less, it'll drive you crazy
and
you when
you
hear
it. And you feel superior to everyone who uses it incorrectly.
And you gotta hold yourself back from correcting everybody when they say it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I have to correct my boss. Like, I have to hold myself back from correcting my boss.
Yeah.
He's like, I could care less. I'm like, no,
just always
really
keep in mind, if you say you could care less, that means there's room for you to care less.
Mm.
And
that's
not the point you're trying to make.
I could care less.
The point you're trying to make.
Good.
Hey, you know what? I actually could care less.
Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of mine, she was like, oh, my boyfriend, he's out with this other girl, but I could care less. And I'm like,
no.
So you couldn't care less.
Nope, you couldn't. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, kid's the one that brought that to my attention.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, it just drives me nuts. Skylar, what did you find out at 17 years old?
Well, when I was 17, I was pregnant with my first child, and I thought that his umbilical cord was connected to my belly button.
Aww.
And, yeah.
Okay.
I got made fun of so bad when I found out that that's not how it works.
And they cut off and tied it right there.
Yeah. So you thought you were belly button to belly button?
Sweet.
Yeah, that's how I thought that we got our belly buttons.
Aww.
How's your baby doing now?
He's doing good. Well, I'm actually taking him to the doctor now for pink eye.
Aw. He has pink eye?
That sucks.
Yeah, he's a little sick, so.
Yeah, poor thing. I hope he feels better.
Thank you, Skylar.
Thank you.
You got pink eye a lot as a kid.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had it.
You've never had it?
I don't think. I have to ask my mom. I don't remember ever having it.
You've never had pink eye?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
I haven't either.
I had it
a lot.
I had red eye. I got red eye right now, probably.
I don't know what that
red
means.
Red eye?
Yeah.
It's not quite the same thing.
That's just hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike. Age and what you learned, buddy.
Yeah, so I'm embarrassed to say this, but I didn't realize until I was 18 years old and had already had a driver's license for 2 years that the white lights on the back of a car were reverse lights and meant they were backing up.
Oh.
What did you think the white lights meant?
Well, I wasn't too sure, but I was at the mall with a friend, and I was passing a car, and he had the white lights were on. He was like, hey, man, that car is backing up right there. I was like, oh, that's what those lights mean?
You're like, how
man.
Do you know?
Dude, you passed up so many good parking spots in your life because of that.
You're right. For 2 years, I missed a lot of parking spots.
And you missed a lot of accidents, apparently, thank
right?
God.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thanks,
wow.
Mike.
You know what? If you don't know, if you don't know.
Yeah, if you don't know, you don't know.
That's the point of learning right there.
Yep.
Where do you want me to go, Jenna?
Go to Sue.
Go to Sue?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to Sue.
Well, you better bring it. Jenna's
Sue, bring
excited.
It. What'd you learn?
I got a good one. When I was 25 years old, I finally realized that Elton John was not singing about Tony Danza.
Tiny Danza?
Oh, wow.
Tony Danza.
Were you just like, wow, he really wants Tony Danza to hold him closer?
Well, he probably wouldn't mind.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
That's funny. That's a whole nother bit, you know, misinterpreted song lyrics.
Yes.
We've all got those.
Sue.
Oh, man.
Hold me closer, Tony
Thanks,
Danza.
Sue.
That's great. Last night were the MTV Movie Awards.
Yes, they were.
Hosted by Conan O'Brien.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you got to kind of walk me through it. I saw little bits and pieces. I was on my couch kind of fading in and out of sleep.
Yeah.
But I never laughed. While I was awake, I don't think I really laughed.
Oh, and I turned it on right as it was starting, and MTV goes to Zendaya, whoever that Zendaya
it was,
is.
It was awkward.
It was so awkward because, I mean, red carpet, that as what we do for a living, that's hard.
And you have people
doing it live. But the mics weren't on, and they're talking until the producers realized, like, we need to cut to something else. And they had weird puppies on the red carpet, like just puppies dressed up for the celebrities. It was just
trying something new.
Yeah,
they were trying a lot of new stuff, and it was falling flat. But you figured once the show starts with Conan O'Brien,
he's
going to bring the funny. And so Conan kicked off the show, and he sang a song about not wanting to do a song.
For me, big musical numbers are just an expensive, self-indulgent, huge waste of everyone's time. I'm a comic, not a singer. I am not a singer. I don't think your time should be wasted tonight by me doing a song.
And the guitar's
In
coming
fact,
down.
I feel so strongly about this, I wrote a song about it. I couldn't think of anything normal than to do a lengthy musical number.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do a song.
So that goes on for a few minutes.
Yeah.
They kept showing the comedians in the audience. So they kept showing Seth Rogen.
Saw him, yeah.
And they kept showing Jonah Hill, and they were just...
Not feeling it or feeling
they,
it?
They just were not laughing. They were staring blankly at the stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they're showing people and these celebrities, and they're not laughing at the host of the show, that...
Well, be
find
funny.
Find people that are laughing at least, you know, because MTV, you got this guy to host your show. At least make him look good. Conan said he was going to get 50 celebs for the open. He only got 49, but Conan was actually the 50th.
I'm sorry, Andy. I only got 49 celebrity cameos.
No. Don't you see, Conan? You are the 50th celebrity.
You mean I'm a celebrity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh, go with me now!
All right.
Okay.
So that, again, the one that I found funny from Conan O'Brien was what he would do if people's speeches go long. This is what would happen if you talk too long or if you perform too long.
All right, thank you very much. Now, it's important that we move this show along. So if any acceptance speeches go on too long, instead of playing that annoying music, I will personally send a dick pic directly to the teleprompter. There it is. Now get in close.
So that was funny. And it actually happened to Channing Tatum.
Okay.
So it happened once in the show where they actually said, oh, I'm getting the blank pic.
Gotcha.
Seth Rogen getting up there and doing with who was he with?
Dave Franco and Zac Efron?
Yeah, for his Neighbors co-stars. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, they did a bit where three people, I mean, you reach under your chair, and then if you have a name of one of the three guys on stage, you get to come up and you get to kiss them because
they were
doing best kiss.
That's cute.
So it was like two hot girls in the audience got there.
Oh, sure. That was completely random.
Yeah. And then Seth's mom was the third recipient.
Ah.
Three lucky fans will win a kiss with us live right here on this stage, okay?
To check out who you've won a kiss from, look for a golden ticket under your seat, and that's who you're going to kiss.
Yeah.
There's a name on it, and you got to get up here and kiss us right now.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
That's my mom. Mom? No, Mom. Wait a minute. Mom, no. No, Mom. Mom.
Mom, hurry up.
Your turn.
All right.
So he full-on made out with his mom.
Full-on made out with his mom. So that was awkward and
funny.
So
was that really his mom?
No word if that's
his
real mom or not.
Mom. There's no way.
If you're going to give it up for comedy.
You're not
going to kiss your mom.
That's giving it up.
Not like that.
I'm
going
to almost bet money on the fact that was not his real mom.
I haven't found out if that's his real mom, but I choose to believe that was. Just because it makes it
that
much funnier.
Why? Because it's gross?
It makes it funnier.
We have to Google Seth Rogen's mom and see if that's her.
Dave Franco didn't even kiss the girl right. They did like a cheek kiss. Does he have a girlfriend or something, Jenna? Do you know?
Zac Efron?
No. The Franco.
Oh, I know. That's how it seemed,
He didn't kiss her on the...
Well, he just had that incident with the much younger girl.
No, that was his brother.
This is the brother?
Yeah, the younger brother.
Oh, then I don't know.
He kind of kissed her on the cheek. Then Zac Efron went full-on makeout mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seth went over-the-top makeout with his mom.
Yeah, I'm reading that it wasn't his real mom.
That's not his real mom?
Yeah, sorry, you wouldn't do that with your real mom.
No. I can't make out with...
You got to go all the way.
No.
Yeah, you got to go all the way. It's comedy.
Would you kiss your mother for comedy?
No, I'm not a comedian.
But for the sake of a good bit.
Yeah. For Dish Nation.
You are. You're not a comedian, but you are an actor.
I can't kiss my mom.
See, there you go.
I just,
See, okay then.
How could you do it?
No. I mean, I love my mother, but I'm not going
to. How much money would it take to kiss your mom?
Kiss her on the lips is one thing, but to make out is different.
Yeah.
Everybody kisses their mom on the lips.
Not everybody,
especially when you're younger, I guess.
When you're younger, yeah.
My mom never kissed me on the lips when I was little.
Really? Because Ian McKellen still gives me that full-on kiss on the mouth, and I just want it, sweet sugar. And I'm just like, how much longer is this going to last? Because I don't remember what age I stopped doing that with my mom.
Yeah, when is an appropriate age? Because I remember thinking kids were weird when they would kiss their mom on the lips when I was little. And then, but I kiss my kids on the lips.
Yeah.
But there's
good sugar.
Yeah. There's a window in there when you stop, and then I guess you start back as an adult, you know. But I guess probably third grade-ish. You know, you're probably going to stop kissing your parent.
Third grade?
Oh, that's so close.
Maybe first grade, I think.
Emma Kelly in church yesterday, she's getting so tall. I mean, she comes up to my bosom now.
Bosom.
And she wanted me to hold her. And, I mean, you should have seen me holding this. It's like
holding
this little person. And she fell asleep in my lap. I was like, oh, my God.
She's
so
heavy. A big girl.
Big girl.
We also learned yesterday during the MTV Movie Awards that celebrities are having problems with reading teleprompters because Jessica Alba messed up Zac Efron's name.
And the award.
Please have your top off, by the way, if you come up here.
Whoever's winning for best shirtless performance goes to Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah!
Zac Efron.
She didn't misread it. She mispronounced it.
I guess so.
And that's not the end of the world. I think the biggest issue was, especially as a comedian, Seth MacFarlane, who's brilliant and I love, he presented an award with Amanda Seyfried.
And she screwed it up
for him. When you screw up the setup... You know, to any joke, or even stumble on a couple words, then the premise is totally lost and the punchline is not funny and you can't reset. It's just a disaster, and that's sort of what happened, right?
They say comedy is the hardest thing an entertainer can do.
That's right, Seth. All there
All we know is there's no greater challenge an actor faces than being funny on screen. I didn't wear my contacts.
Except maybe resisting the temptation to do tons of cocaine.
Yeah.
See, with the setup, that...
That's right, but other than that, comedy is really the hardest thing. Wow.
So far, this is going just like the Oscars.
What else is really tough, Seth?
Well, what also is really tough, Amanda, and not getting caught on TMZ saying something racist.
Yes,
that's also
that
tough.
Is very hard, too, Seth.
And also, not dumping Taylor Swift seems incredibly difficult if you're in show business.
That's right. That's incredibly tough.
Yeah.
he kind of saved it.
He
pretty much
saved it.
Yeah.
He had to
took
save
over,
it.
You know.
Did she go backstage and cry after that?
No.
You don't think she cares?
She doesn't care.
She screwed up badly. We have Marcus Perkins on the phone with us. Marcus won our MTV Movie Awards contest, and we sent him out to L.A. He was right there in person.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, guys? I'm pretty good.
You have a good time, man?
I did. It was a great time. Yes. It was incredible. It was a good flight. The hotel was awesome that you guys put me up in, and then actually being there and getting to see some of that stuff live was incredible.
What was your favorite part of the MTV Movie Awards last night?
I really love seeing Eminem live. I think Eminem was really kind of he was like what got me even into mainstream music. I remember being in sixth grade and waiting for My Name Is to come on. So this kind of came full circle, getting to see him and Rihanna really kind of you know shut the place down. I think the entire place, that was the most excited everyone got all night
with Eminem.
When Eminem and Rihanna, and everyone just went crazy.
Now there's people going out saying that Eminem was lip syncing. What was your thoughts? Because you were there in person.
I was there in person. I definitely wouldn't have thought that. I just think that he's that good of a performer, and I thought he just performed it, you know, live the same way he does on the record. So
here's the thing with Eminem. He sounds the same on the record as he does when he's performing. From watching him.
Yeah, no, and I feel like that's always kind of been the case with him. Every time that I've seen. Every time I've seen him perform like on an award show, he does. He sounds exactly like he does on the album.
Yeah,
so, I didn't think there was anything out of the ordinary.
Well, speaking of rapping, Marcus, you decided to do a rapping recap for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Marcus.
Wait, he did a rapping recap of
the MTV Movie Awards
of the shows last night.
Yeah,
because the way he won this was by doing a rapping movie review.
Exactly.
Cool. So that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I just took a couple hours and I kind of cranked it out last night, so cool. Hope you guys like it.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, yo. 2014 MTV Movie Awards. The MTV Movie Awards, they were amazing. Thanks to Kid Krennic and Party with Slim Shady. Electric atmosphere, like they tased me. The whole crowd was buzzing like a Friday where you day training. Was hilarious for the whole show. Got A-listers doing 50 cameos. Everywhere you look, seeing people that you know. Don't call me Wiz Khalifa, cause I ain't just blowing smoke. Eminem and Rihanna, you know they really killed it. Brought everyone to their feet who was in the building. 21 pilots, probably scared your children. Wearing those masks, but they were so skilled in. The whole night was going great, nothing could go wrong, till I saw Seth Rogen trying to French his mom. And Marky Mark's speech must have felt so long, cause he dropped F-bombs like a 2 Chainz song. Ooh. But all in all, man, what an awesome time. An experience that can't be expressed in rhymes. So next time you might be trying to find someone to send back to L.A., I'm your guy.
Nice.
Hey.
Nice.
Word.
Marcus Perkins, well done, buddy.
Yeah.
Good turnaround. Marcus,
thanks. Good job, Marcus.
Awesome. Thanks, Marcus.
And in your professional dude opinion, do you think, because there's a rumor flying around, that Rihanna looked pregnant last night?
Oh, I couldn't tell, to be honest with you. But I can't say one way or another for sure.
If so, do you think it's Eminem's baby?
Oh, man.
He's asking for all kinds of speculation.
Yeah, well, I put my money on that.
Yeah, you would? All right, Marcus Perkins.
Thanks, man.
Have fun the remainder of the time out there in L.A., buddy.
All right, I'll try to. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
Go back to sleep. And he did a rap for us last night.
That was very cool.
He got up early. I'm more impressed by that.
Yes.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Woo, we're going to pay somebody's bill.
Uh-huh. Right on time. Right on time. Al, every day.
How do I get my bill paid?
Well, you get your computer and you go to KidNation.com, click on Pay My Bills, enter your name and afford bills, and just sit back, relax, and listen for those two little words, your name.
And you're telling me you do this twice a day, every day?
6:50 Central, 7:50 Central, every day, Monday through Friday.
It's about that time when we announce three random names from our database. Or database. Al tells me it's data.
Data.
I think it's data.
Data.
You say gala.
Gala.
Gala. Don't get me started on a gala gala.
It's thing. Gala.
Or is it gala?
It's gala, unless you're snobby, and then it's gala.
No, I like gala, actually.
Oh, gala is the word.
Gala. Oh, the gala.
It's like staying at the plaza. We went to New York City, and my cousin said, is that the plaza? It's the plaza.
Niche or niche?
If you're, who is it? Mandy Moore?
Mandy Moore said niche.
Niche.
I found my niche.
Here are our three names for this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Moore Beavers, Ashley Schwenke, Caitlin Thomas. Caitlin Thomas, Ashley Schwenke, Carrie Moore Beavers. Huh. You have 10 minutes
shout
to
out.
800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543.
You can't make me laugh, Shannon.
3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
Come on.
I like that name.
Pulling for you.
I like that name. We took a trip down to San Antone this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We actually had a good time. Al and I bonded
over breakfast one morning. Over mimosas and Bloody Marys and something else.
On the way to breakfast, Al, we met a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
He stopped me dead on my tracks. One of those people that you see and you just got to go talk to him because...
Just sitting there. He's sitting there chilling, you know, obviously on vacation. Well, you would think he's on vacation. He has, some vacation stuff with him. He's got the vacation look.
Yeah, he's got the shorts. He's got the
baseball cap.
Well, you got to go talk to him. Why? What is he?
Because he's holding something incredibly unusual.
Mm-hmm.
When you're traveling somewhere, I expect you to have a camera, maybe a tape recorder, something, you know, to get some footage.
To document
your trip. Mm-hmm. I don't expect you to be holding a ginormous VHS camera.
I mean, the camera, if you were to see, a long time ago before we had DVDs, we had these things called VCRs. And if you were to take that VCR and hold it upright and put a lens on the end of it, that's what this camera looked like. I mean, it was humongous.
It had to fit the full tape.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
And it had been through, maybe dropped. It had been through some hard times. This camera I'm talking about, he had duct tape around the handle.
Oh, duct tape fixes everything.
Fixes everything.
Yeah.
So I figured, I need to go talk to this guy because to travel with this thing must be a whooping.
Is that it on Kid TV?
That's it. That is the actual camera on
Kid
TV.
Awesome.
It must weigh 30 pounds.
That's awesome.
It looks like one of those TVs that you have at newscasts.
Yeah.
The humongous camera.
In the studio.
That looks about the length of his thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you... So you chatted with him?
Oh, we chatted with the gentleman real quick.
We did.
Sir, do you mind if I interview you real quick?
No, go ahead.
You have a camera on you right now.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's a VHS camera.
And I bought it in 1988. And I had it for 26 years. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I got a VCR to that... I put my tapes in, and it takes beautiful pictures.
Awesome.
What are you making movies of right now?
Oh, anything. I'm here from Dover, Delaware.
So you brought it from Dover, Delaware?
My grandson just graduated from Lackland.
Yeah.
And we came down to see them, and they told us about the Riverwalk. So my family and I decided to come down.
That is like the safest camera to have because if they steal it, nobody can watch the movies.
You're right.
That's funny. Yeah. He actually had to pay an extra $75 because that camera weighed over 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And that night, a big and brave.
Smart on his part, though. Seriously, if you're gonna tape yourself doing some crazy stuff.
That was a funny line right there.
That's the camera to have. Nobody will be able to watch it.
Yeah, you take the tape out of this camera and you put it directly into the VCR and it starts playing. It's amazing.
Who would have thought that could happen?
Right?
You don't have to plug anything. Jenna, that day you weren't with us because
Yes, you guys went day drinking, and I went to the Children's Hospital of San Antonio. Oh.
Priorities.
Priorities.
Yes, yeah.
We were pre-partying for Kelly's birthday.
Yes, you guys were encouraged to come.
Without Kelly.
I don't know what happened.
Well, you know exactly what happened. We day drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a minute. That's what I did. I sat on my butt on the Riverwalk.
Yes. I discovered how much I love blackout curtains.
We slept.
I slept until noon. No clue what time it was. I finally rolled over and I saw it was noon. I was like, damn. And I went back to sleep for about 20 more minutes.
So I went to the Children's Hospital of San Antonio, and the Glamour Squad, if you aren't familiar with this, is something, you know, I've been doing for about 4 years now. And I try and do it a handful of times a year. And it's just basically a spa day for a couple of hours for some of the patients, mostly teenage girls that are in the hospital. They might be outpatient. They might be very sick. We'll take volunteers. We get the Aveda Institute involved. So they bring, you know, a bunch of volunteers. We have food, and it's just a little two-hour party for these patients to make them feel pretty.
And it's a branch from the Kids Kids Foundation. Because
it is.
We have a cutoff for the Kids Kids trip.
Yeah, it's ages 5 to 12, and so after the trip, I had told Kid, you know, I really want to do something for the teenage girls in the hospital, since we can't take that age on the trip, and often the teenagers kind of get ignored. The boys always have the athletes come in, so I'm like, let's do something to make the girls feel pretty, especially when you're a teenager. You don't feel pretty.
Yeah most hospitals also have those arcades where they can go play ping pong and video games. And
So go to Children's Hospital San Antonio. We had about 20 girls. It was a great turnout. Some incredible stories. I mean, ranging from a girl that just a month and a half ago had a sinus infection that ended up overnight paralyzing her. So a month
and a half ago,
she was paralyzed,
wow.
Has had surgeries and all this, and now she's walking. So she's in there getting her hair done and her nails done. And I met another young girl who has not been able to... you can't ask their condition, really, unless they volunteer it, but she's all hooked up to all sorts of stuff, and I believe this is the audio we have of this girl, but a lot of these girls have never had makeup or anything, and this girl loved food, especially, and she hasn't been able to eat solid food. She's being tube-fed right now for 2 months, and we have some audio of her when she sees herself, you know, revealed and made up for the first time.
Cool.
Oh, wow. I look like a different person.
Do you like it?
I like it a lot.
I know. It is different. It's glamorous.
Mom.
You like makeup now?
You like makeup now.
Oh, you look all Beyonce now.
All Beyonce.
She does look like Beyonce.
Yeah.
So I was recording her. She was going to make a drum with her eyes closed. She was hilarious. She was, a song came on. She's like, this is my song. I don't know if we have any of that. But no, they had a great time. So
good.
It was a Glamour Squad event and went really, really well. So thank you to all the volunteers who came and helped out with that.
Well, cool. Good job on that, Gina.
Yeah.
But first, I am excited.
We got one?
I mean, I always want people to call in and win. But when your name is Carrie Moore Beavers. Hey, Carrie Moore Beavers. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a mother of three. I have six grandchildren, and I'm ready for y'all to pay my bill.
So let's just have a little bit more fun with her name then, shall we, JC? She's a grandmother.
I'm not having fun with it. I just said I love your name.
My name is the Bomb.
It is the Bomb.
It is the Bomb Diggity.
The beavers are cute like squirrels.
What a cool grandma.
Uh-huh.
You're a young grandma, I can tell.
Yeah.
You're a fun girl. Could you use a little money right now?
I could use a lot of money right now.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Nicholas, tell us what bill she sent in.
We have a natural gas payment for $450.
Oh,
wow.
Man. You use a lot of gas, Carrie.
A little gassy.
We have a car payment for $532.
Oh, see, this guy ain't going on here.
You nice.
She's sending the good ones.
We have another car payment for $851.
Wow. So no matter what, you're getting a lot of money.
Ms. Beavers, what kind of car is that for $800 a month?
That's a 3/4-ton GMC.
All right. You go, girl.
Got a lot of grandbabies to drive around.
And we
take them.
And we have a rent payment for $1,280.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, you have a big family.
You know, this is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I'm blown away by your bill.
She's going to be a big winner no mater what.
All right. Not looking.
I'm super excited. Pull it out, Kelly. Pull the big one.
Well, all of them are big.
Save all that.
Okay. I pulled out.
What, Kelly? Kelly, what?
What is wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Your house payment for $1,280.
Boy, George is going to be so pissed.
Carrie Moore Beavers!
I swear.
Way to go, Miss Beavers!
I swear to you, this is not rigged.
How much is it for?
It's $1,280.
$1,280.
Carrie Moore Beavers,
so
your house
payment. Do you
want
to try to win one of your less expensive bills, or do you want to stick with this one?
No, ma'am. You did perfect.
You sure? You want to go play that after?
Well, people are going to forget. Kelly, can you stop doing this so they're going to forget how to play our game?
Yeah, we need Bad Luck Al to start pulling
We're supposed to give you the whole booby prize spiel, but why bother?
Carrie Moore, what are you going to be doing with that $1,200?
Well, I just took my granddaughter to Disneyland, so let me see if I ain't off that field.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll set you back.
Yeah.
So I asked them to buy me a new pair of shoes.
Okay.
All right.
Disneyland and shoes.
There you go. Sounds like a plan to me, girl.
Thank you.
Carrie Moore Beavers just had her rent paid.
Yeah.
You know what?
$1,280.
Y'all are going to have to stop letting me pull.
Yeah, Kelly, you're
just. Seriously.
Well, that's what we want, right? Well, are we going to give away all our money?
I know we do want our. I'm so happy that I'm. I swear to you, this is not rigged.
How are you pulling?
But see,
if one of us pulls and we get the small bill, they're going to be mad at you.
I know.
So you need to keep doing what you're doing.
I know.
I told you last week, please go buy a lottery ticket. I'm going to give you $10. Will you go buy me a lottery ticket?
I will.
Kelly does no look. She's shuffling in there. Yeah. She's grabbing different ones.
I never even look when he puts the bills in. I don't even want to know.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.